Okay, everybody, are we, can we set that on here?
We can, definitely.
Yeah, we're having extreme technical difficulties, so bear with us. We're almost up and running. We're having to do this over a phone because our computers are toast.
Three computers.
Three computers are toast. So obviously we're doing something right. Can you tell if it's?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I can see it. Top of your head's cut off. How do you get question?
Okay.
Except there's no way we can get questions, huh?
It doesn't look like it. You gotta flip it a little bit more.
Which way?
Down. There you go. Right there, right there.
Is that good?
Yeah, perfect.
All right. We have no idea what this looks like or if it's even working. And we can't even see the questions. We're gonna do some question and answers, but we have, you know, you guys can call up some questions if you have any. But we just finished our live stream and did a big conference in Florida. So the Starseed Academy conference. And we just finished that. Went off pretty well. We had one computer go down, switched computers, got back on again. Now we got two computers going down, three computers actually, and we're on a phone. So, you know, so obviously we must be doing something right. I wanted to talk about the March Madness that we're seeing. I call it multidimensional March Madness, and because things are happening on several dimensions, not just one. The we talked about that in the workshop, but the what's going on? There's a really good video out, and I'm trying to think of that one. So Soldier, the soldier speaks about. I'm trying to think what it is, but I guess he's a soldier that was involved in all the cleaning out the bases and dealing with the ETs and a lot of the other stuff, and they weren't so benevolent. But we've been talking about this, and we talked about it in the conference. We showed pictures of all the different beings and everything, and what's interesting is he totally validated that. It was like a mind blower because he validated the information that we have, only that they have more details. With me, when I run into these beings, I don't ask them who they are. I don't ask them what race they are or what, I don't know if that's, who's dinging?
That's his phone.
Your phone's dinging.
Yeah, there's people that's sending messages.
Okay. Sorry. So we can't get messages, unfortunately, because the way this phone is set up. Is there any way you can reverse the picture on it and then I can see the...
I can maybe look at the back.
I think I can.
Do you want to try to read it? Just reverse the camera.
I can try and read it because I can see a little bit of it here.
Can you?
Yeah, she can see him.
Oh, my God.
Can you see him?
Question. It just disappeared.
Yeah, they disappeared.
They were there and they all just, but if I stay here and there's more that comes.
Yeah, more will come.
Please turn alerts to silent. What?
Oh, because they hear the ding ding.
They have to move the
hey
camera.
All, take notification noise off.
Yeah.
Good but luck dinging.
We might have to deal with the dings because just the way we're doing it.
Well, the only people that are sending are mods, hold off.
Yeah.
Do you mean the guy?
The moderators. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it, moderators. There's nothing we can do.
How's Papa Bear James doing tonight?
What's that?
How's Papa Bear James doing tonight?
Oh, yeah, doing good. Papa Bear James is doing good. But anyway, so this guy, this super soldier, put out this information. It's pretty long. I can't think of the name of that. What was the name of that? God, I don't know. We'll put a link up later. But it was amazing that, you know, the descriptions he gave of these different beings. And we've been kind of battling with these beings for quite a long time. And it comes with interdimensional mind. The more you awaken consciousness, the more light you give off, the more beings start popping in on you. And so So anyway, that he gave this information. So in my slideshow, I showed the same, pretty much the same images of the different beings. And they called them the Keeley, and then they called them the, what was the other one? Amila or something like that. And, you know, basically they were tall grays and reptilians, and they had different groups, but they had the names for each group and everything. And, it's about Area 51. It was a super soldier, talks about Area 51. Anyway, but he talked about all the same groups. And we're going through a shift right now where these low frequency entities, and he was talking about how nasty these beings are. They are nasty. I guarantee you, when you run into one of these beings, they have incredible powers, mental powers. They can make you feel like you're going to die in the next moment. Incredible dread they can send you. They can really mess with your head. And so you really don't want to play with these beings. You know, I try to avoid them. I don't talk to them. I don't ask them who they are, where they're from, or anything else. I just break contact immediately and do clearings and bring in the more benevolent beings, and then they clear out. So anyway, it was quite interesting watching this. He had more detailed information because he had to deal with them face to face. And it's not a fun ticket. Somebody's saying turn off the thing again. But anyway, we're kind of winging it here. We have a phone and I can't even see your messages. I have somebody else picking up the messages. So if there's any questions about what's happening, but I want to talk about March Madness because we are going through a multidimensional war. There are beings, non-physical beings, that are getting their butts handed to them right now energetically. The Schumann resonance off the scale. There's pulses coming in. And
Peter says hi.
Oh, Peter says hi. Hey, Peter. Wish I could see you. But anyway, it's going down now, and it's undeniable. You know, I'm just watching it happen. And, you know, we're getting our butts handed us too sometimes in this little situation, because the light workers and the people that are on the forefront of this stuff are really getting hit hard right now. And so there's a lot of chaos going on, energetic chaos, a lot of in-house fighting. Everything's being exposed. The posers, the fakers, the shills, all that stuff is coming out. And there's a big cleanup on every agenda. There's a big political cleanup going on. There's a cleanup in the religious factions. You know, there's a cleanup on every level. And people's old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions are coming up and surfacing now energetically. So we're in this. I call it March Madness, but it's multidimensional March Madness because there's more going on. So I always tell people, this too shall pass. You know, get centered, learn to do clearings, meditate, you know, drink a lot of water, eat right. It's you know, the eight limbs of yoga. It's pretty basically right thinking, right eating, right speaking, right whatever. Just get right. Get right with yourself and get right with others. You know, that's the main thing. It looks like we've got so a lot of people are asking about the UFOs. What's the other one?
About kids.
It's an orbs falling.
The blue orb.
So there's two questions. Yeah, one is asking about the UFOs showing up around the world. Basically, there's an eviction notice that has been given to the lower dimensional beings. And the ones that are wreaking havoc down here and creating a lot of problems, their contract is up. They're done. Some of them are still trying to hang on, but they're losing it. They're getting taken out on a regular basis. And so that game is pretty much over. It's phasing out. And the new kids on the block are coming in, the Pleiadians, the Orion Counts of Light, the Sirians, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, you know, the greater family of man, the higher dimensional beings are coming in right now. So you're going to see two things going on. One, you're going to see a major activity in the heavens, all kinds of entities and beings showing up. And then that are part of this planetary liberation process. And then you're going to see the other guys trying to leave, trying to get out of here, and they're not doing too well. Their ships are being blown up and taken out of the sky. So the underground facilities are all being cleared out. That a lot of the child trafficking is coming to an end. They're cleaning those tunnels out, and those deep underground bases are being cleared up. A lot of the ships involved in this that are trying to leave are being taken out. They're being taken out as well. And so a lot of these earthquakes that people are seeing, are a lot of them is that deep underground's being cleared out, and a lot of them are the ships blowing up that are trying to leave. They were told to leave and didn't leave, and now they're trying to escape, and they're not getting too far with that. So there's so many levels of what's going on, and it's hard to explain without jumping around, but we're going to just try to pull this off with very limited technology. And so Kathy, my lovely assistant here, is sending me little notes here to talk about... Oh, here's a good one. You know, people are having a hard time, lots of attacks, what to do about it. Okay, on the website and in my books, all my books, it has the healing practices on how to clear unseen negative influences. It's free on the website. Just go and check out the healing of unseen negative influences. And hang on a second. Let me get rid of this one message is down. But anyway, on there, I can tell you how we do it. There's a thing we do where we sit down and we call on one of the higher dimensional beings, the masters, whoever you call them, and we welcome these entities in love and light. We tell them they're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. We tell them they're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love, and we ask them to feel from any escort them to their perfect place. And short version is, do you come in the name of the Christ? If not, get the hell out of here. But it depends on your conviction and your connections. I mean, these healings do work. They're amazing how well they work. And so it's very important not to invite these beings in. Do not talk to them. Do not answer them. Do not deal with them in any way whatsoever. If you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing, change channels. Don't work with them. And also stay away from the drugs and the alcohol. That's opening up the doors for possessions and other things. But, you know, a lot of people are getting attacked right now. The good news is, if you're being attacked, you're a threat because you're light. You know, the closer you get to Nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. So they wouldn't be attacking you if you weren't a threat. You know, so you got to go and find that space, that powerful space within you that's threatening them, and own it, you know, connect with it. And that'll help get you through. We do a lot of clearings here. People can set up, you know, an appointment here. You can call the ranch or whatever, and things will work out. Oops, we might be able to hook up a different setup. That'll be great.
I can try to flip it around for you.
Yeah, just flip around so I can see.
Okay, everyone, we're going to flip.
Okay, here we're going to do a little technical.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
As I saw that question 3 times.
Oh, God.
It's not giving me the option.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry.
I'll just have to look and see.
But we got a charger in there.
I need a little bit of it. Yeah, there we go. That's good.
Well, now that you have this extra weight, it's falling.
Okay, there. How about?
That's good. I got it.
Okay.
Is that working?
And then lean back a little bit. There you go.
All right, we're back. We're really Mickey Mousing this thing here.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing, but just to get this show off the track. So, healings, we've covered that. Somebody's asking about the vaccine. It's a choice people are making to not join the new earth. You know, that I have mixed feelings about that. One, we've been screaming about this from the rooftops even before the vaccines came out, you know, talking about the real plan and what it's all about, population control. So it's not a vaccine. It's an experiment. And they're changing your DNA and they're adding all kinds of other crap in there. So they're turning you into an operating system. So it's not a vaccine. The CDC doesn't have an isolate, nor do the labs. They can't find COVID. All they're finding is influenza A and influenza B. If you get the vaccine and die, you know, your insurance isn't going to cover it. They even said that you took an experimental vaccine. That was your choice. So tough luck. You know, these are all facts, basically. And so To me, I have close people in my family. I don't want to go into who, but I have friends and family and people that have taken this vaccine. No matter what I said, they took it anyway. And I had to just give up. I go, you know, that was the most incredibly stupid thing you've ever done. And I'm not going to pick up the pieces, you know, after warning you over and over and over again, I'm not going to pick up the pieces after this. There may be in the future with the med beds and the other things that are going to be coming out, there may be ways of turning this around, but once they change your DNA, you're screwed. You know, it's really hard to back out of that. And I don't know if you can, you really need to get alternative news on this one and listen to all the doctors that are speaking out and the geneticists and the scientists that are talking about what's going on here. But it's just bad news. And maybe, you know, maybe this is just separating the wheat from the chaff. You know, a lot of these people weren't meant to make this shift. And they've kind of, by making that choice, it shows they're not frequency ready to make this shift. I don't know. It's a rough one here because it's very personal, because I have friends that I know are going to suffer the consequences and family. And what can you do? You know, you have to practice loving detachment and know that they have their journey. What's this here? Oh, do I have any downloads about the scrolls hidden in the Vatican? The scrolls in the Vatican has, you know, the Easter Island statues, they actually had a stone tablet at the foot of each, and it talked about the person, who they were, how they, their self-mastery, everything. It was all on there. And they have all these old scrolls, ancient scrolls. They know everything. It's all in the Vatican. There's, you know, you say the scrolls, I think they have the scrolls of Atlantis and things like that, the ancient scrolls. So there's so many, I don't even know where to start with that. There's so much stuff hidden in the Vatican that goes against the standard story that, you know, it, once that's released, it's going to change history. It's going to rewrite religion, everything. So I'm really hoping that comes out. Let me see what else we got. Oh, is this the Great Divide? I'd say so. It's the Great Awakening, and not everybody's going to choose the Great Awakening. So the polarities are going to intensify as the energy comes in. There's people that are on a downward spiral. That's going to be accelerated. There's people on an upward spiral, and that's going to be accelerated. So it's all about choice. You know, it's free will and choice, and people are choosing to go in both directions. And, you know, they're eternal. They just have to go work their stuff out somewhere else. They won't get back on the earth that's ascending, because they won't be frequency specific to get back on the earth again. So the ascending earth is, people are going to have the right frequency to get back on it. The tyrants won't be there. They're not going to make it. When will the med beds be available? Good question. The med beds are, they have the med beds now. It's just that, when are they going to release them? That's the big question. I know several people that say they have the med beds and they're getting funding for it and things like that, but they don't. And I've looked into some of these things. There's all kinds of stuff out there with these med beds. And to me, the real med beds are within, you know, once they admitted there's a space force and all this other stuff, now they can start opening up that technology side and the med beds and everything else. So I think it's going to come. I just don't know when. You know, I would probably say within a year we're going to start seeing this. And the trick is, there are people that are for real out there that know about the med beds, that know, and there's other people that are just talking about it and getting a whole lot of money. And I don't know if they're ever going to come up with anything. So you have to use discernment on that one in each case. There's just so much going on about it. I just don't know who's real and who's not. Around the world, asking about the kids and orbs following them. You know, it's interesting, these kids, especially the little kids, the younger kids, are so connected with the other worlds. And they just came in from the heavens, you know, from the other dimensions. And so, of course, they're going to have orbs around them. Those are the other dimensional beings, and they're going to be hanging around them. And if we can keep the kids open, they can start telling us what's going on. And with, you know, they're fully aware of all this. So, yeah, that's pretty normal right now with orbs following the kids. Here, we have night vision goggles and infrared spotlights. We light up the orbs and the kids can see them. A lot of kids can see them naturally anyway. And we light up the orbs, and once the kids see they're real, all of a sudden they start seeing them with just their naked eye, and they start interacting with them, and then they'll tell you stories, you know, like, Mom, the pink orb or the blue orb just showed up in my room, and it told me a story, and we need to listen to those stories, listen to what these beings are telling them. If you get really black orbs or dark orbs, then again, do clearings. Clear the energy out. And it's important. Until our kids learn how to do clearings, we need to do the clearings for them. Let me see here. Boy, there's so many questions here. Okay. Should you try to talk to Dogman, Bigfoot, beans in the bush? I tell you, man, this Dogman thing, I got a weird feeling about that one. Bigfoot, by all means, I love Bigfoot. We have all kinds of connections with Bigfoot here. I don't know much about Dogman. I know the people that have interacted with Dogman, it wasn't too positive. And that might have been their intention when they went out there, but just my gut feeling, I'm not sure if I want to hang out with Dogman. Bigfoot, I feel really comfortable with, and I feel protected in the presence of Bigfoot. And a lot of it's the consciousness that you bring is the consciousness you experience, or that determines your experience. So about all that stuff. But I'm not a Dogman expert, but just from the stories I've heard, he doesn't seem to be a happy camper with a lot of people. And so I would avoid that one. Okay, how do you know when you're at the new earth? How do you know when you're at the new earth? I tell you what, there's a lot of people right now that are in a physical body that are actually pulling from seventh dimensional consciousness on up. And so you can be in a physical body, but actually pulling, and your mind is actually pulling from, you know, the fifth, sixth, or seventh dimensional consciousness. And there's a lot of people doing that here. They're just on a different wavelength, a different frequency. And you can still have a physical body that's vibrating on this 3D reality, but the 3D reality is shifting into 4D and into 5D, and everybody's different. Everybody's gonna have a different experience because, you know, there's as many realities unfolding as there are people. And so, you know, some people, you know, some people just don't get it. You can't have those conversations with them. Other people you can, because they're resonating with you on the same frequency. Anyway, so that one's there. Wow. Will the children that have been rescued be the first using the med beds? I've heard stories that is going to be the case, that they are going to do that. You know, I was thinking about the conditions that they've experienced and the condition that they're in and everything, and you know, they are going to need a med bed, and they are going to need some extreme counseling and a lot of love and a lot of help to get through this trauma that they've experienced. And, you know, even the people that are rescuing these children are severely traumatized, and they have to deal with, you know, with what they saw, what they had to deal with. And it's rough. You know, I feel sorry for these guys having to go. We've remote viewed some of these things, and I did not like what I was seeing or looking at. And luckily, I saw a lot of the places that were already cleaned out and emptied, and I saw that it was an ongoing operation. But it's not something anybody would want to look at, and especially firsthand. You've got to really practice loving detachment and learn how to not go into reactionary mind or get... But I don't know how you'd not be affected by that, really. So that's a rough one. As I said in my show, we've been censored heavily by Hollywood and by a lot of major things, events that we've had, we've been censored because we've talked about the child trafficking and so, you know, been censored off of YouTube and off of Facebook and everything else, but who cares, you know, but, you know, it's going to be a very sad point in our history, but it's soon over. It's not going to be lasting much longer. So we're going to go through a whole, you know, the good news is that people didn't even know this was going on. Now they know that it's going on. Now it's being cleaned up. And now we're shifting into a whole new timeline, a whole new future. And the future is amazing. You know, it's just getting from here to there. But we're going to have anti-gravity, counter-gravity, med beds. There's going to be other energetic healing technologies, herbal technologies, cures for almost everything coming out. And, you know, some of these beings can cure just by thought, just by consciousness. They can create a different reality. So all that's happening right now, and it's up to each individual as to what they experience. What are the violet orbs? Any info on the... Oh, yeah. Oh, there's three here. Okay, so what are the violet orbs? That's interesting. Violet orbs. It's kind of like a purple and pink, isn't it? Violet, or what is it?
Like a
name?
Blue and
huh?
Violet's like blue and
that's,
and
yeah. Well, I know a lot of the purplish orbs. A lot of Babaji will appear as a purple orb a lot of times. It's a very high frequency. And the violet might be transmutation. They're beings that work with transmutation, transmutating energy, healing, and things like that. Most likely, I would say. Any info on the election? What election? That was a very bad installment, is what it was, that went really bad. I think this is all going to come out very, very soon. It already is out, but the mainstream can't ignore it anymore, and the military is in charge, and it's all going to come out because that's their job to... you really think about justice, basically. If somebody steals something from you, you arrest the person that stole it, and you get back what was rightfully yours. That's how things are supposed to work. Of course, they didn't work that way, but that's how they're going to work because that's universal law. So that kind of tell you what's about ready to happen here. So it's the military's job to install the person who actually won the election. That's their job, and they're going to do their job here pretty soon. They're doing it right now, but it's going to be happening pretty quick. Can I talk about star seeds? I heard some star seeds. Nothing grew. No, I'm just kidding. But star seeds, there's... it's kind of interesting because we're all star seeds, basically. The Earth's been colonized several times, and there was a human that was developing here naturally that was upgraded as well. So we all have DNA from the stars. And, you know, we're all, if you want to see an ET, just go look in the mirror because we're all part of that experiment. But there are some people that are more genetically aligned with a certain civilization, like the Pleiadians or the Orion Council of Light or Andromedans or Sirians or whatever. And they've incarnated straight in from there, and their DNA was actually altered because the soul is altering their DNA and their family is altering the DNA as well. So you can change DNA. It's funny, we're just talking about this. You can actually change DNA with a laser. You can shoot a laser through a frog embryo and into a salamander embryo, and the salamander will become a frog. Okay, so if you can transfer DNA with a laser and water holds DNA, how hard would that be to upgrade the DNA on the planet? Well, these beings have that technology, and so we're all being upgraded. There's a massive upgrade program going. And a lot of these kids incarnating are not only incarnating with full knowledge of where they came from, and that consciousness and energy, their bodies are being upgraded to as well. And that's been a massive effort that's been going on for quite some time. I hope that covers it. But, you know, the bottom line, we're all star seeds. Some are a little more star seed than others, you know, especially the children are mainly a lot more star seed. All right. We got that one. Dogfoot. Dogman. Soul contracts. That's the next one. It's funny. I got some duplicates here. Soul contracts. Let me tell you something. A contract can always be broken. There's no contract that can't be broken. You know, you can sever contracts, you can break contracts, you can make new contracts in the moment. You know, and we need to realize that, because some of the agreements we have are really good ones, and we've agreed to come and help certain people and do certain things. Some are detrimental. They're not in our highest and best good. Some people accidentally made contracts that with lower dimensional beings or souls that are on a real downward spiral. And those we need to break. The old Bodhisattva program where we have to take on all the pain and suffering of others and everything else, that's an old program, that's done. Now we're in the new program, is personal responsibility, where people have to take personal responsibility for their creations, their actions, their attitudes, emotions, and what they're creating. And we can help them understand that, and we can hold them to that. And that's the new, it's all about empowering the individual and personal responsibility. So that's where we're at now with that. And, but don't think you're locked into a contract, you know, and, cause you're not, you can always break those contracts. Let me see. Are the Arcturians and the Pleiadians associated with the Atlanteans? Atlantis and Lemuria were Pleiadian colonies, and they were started by the Pleiadians, and other beings came, other star nations came as well. So definitely they're associated. The Atlanteans went underground a lot. The ones that survived went into the interior. And so you have the Atlanteans and the Lemurians along with another group that was already there. And you've got the fairy kingdom and the elven kingdom and all that stuff all going on. And they're all working together. Arcturians are helping us. They're part of the, they're a lot of ones, they're doing the crop circles and things like that. I'm not an expert on Arcturians because my soul lineage is mainly aligned with Pleiadians, Assyrians, Andromedans, and the Orion Council of Light. That's my main soul lineage. So I'm very aware of those groups. The Arcturians come and go. We connect with them now and then. There's a lot of other people that are a lot more connected to the Arcturians. And so do some research on that, because there's other people who can give you more information than I can on the Arcturians. All right. Do you have info about RH blood? Yeah, you're Anunnaki. Yeah, if you have RH blood, you're part of the Anunnaki line of beings. Now, the Anunnaki were the bearded gods. They were the ancient ones. They came from ancient Lyra. They were here before the Pleiadian colonies, and they did a lot of stuff down here, and some were benevolent and some were self-serving, and they split and they went off in different directions, and some evolved, continued to evolve, and they took hybrids with them and things like that. Others fell, yeah, like Marduk, and they made a pact with the reptilians, and we're still been under that contract for a while. That contract's broken now and they're done. And the benevolent Anunnaki, that's part of their karma, is to come help clean that up. Tips for calling in the good energies and orbs. Tips, I would say, it's all about your come from the heart. Focus on love and joy and bliss when you're calling in these beings, and learn how to heal any unseen negative influences and create sacred space. That's how you bring them in. And you know what really brings in orbs is kids. They love kids. They love that childlike energy. They love the feminine energy, divine feminine. The loving, nurturing energy is what they're really attracted to, and joy. You want to bring orbs in, just get goofy, do goofy stuff, and they'll come in. You know, if you go to a religious ceremony, a staunch religious ceremony, you won't see hardly any orbs. And then if you go to a wedding, there's orbs everywhere, you know. And so it's kind of interesting that if you go, you'll see wherever people are really having fun and enjoying themselves, you see more orbs. And there's also ley lines and things. There's places that are power spots and centers that have a lot more orbs. And so those are, you know, you can go there. Like we're on two crossing ley lines and it's like orb highway here. We have a major highway coming through the place. All right. You said he opened dates. Probably what, May 1st?
May 6th.
May 6th. May 6th, we're going to be open. So May 6th is a good date, and that's what we're shooting for right now. Here's another one. Who are the nine? It's really weird because the nine, it's hard to explain because some of the nine stuff is really hooked into some Luciferian things. And the old, and then there's other nine stuff that's positive. So when you say who are the nine, I mean, we're going, which nine are you talking about? Because there's two different nines out there. So there's a lot of people channeling the nine in the old times, and they didn't realize they were channeling some lower beings. And then, but there's benevolent ones too. So again, you got to develop your own inner sensitivity and see what it feels like. Is it empowering you as an individual, or is it distracting you to have somebody else live your life for you? You know, it's really important. James, how do you know all this? I actually don't. I just make all this stuff. So somebody's going to cut that out and put it on YouTube. But the reason I know all this stuff is there's so much stuff I don't know. The more you know, the more you don't know. But with me, is I've known this all my life. I've had contact all my life. I've been a very spiritual person ever since I was a kid. I had abilities. I've had two near-death experiences. It blew me wide open. I've had contact ever since a kid. The other beings appear to me, teach me. I've been taught within by the masters on a regular basis. A lot of the known masters. It wasn't something that just came overnight. You know, I had probably 36 plus intense years of studying with lamas and yogis and masters, and then my own personal teachers from within and my own personal experiences. That's where this comes from. So I question everything. You know, there's nothing, you know, if God were appeared before me, I'd question God, you know. So if it is an enlightened being, they're not going to have any problem with you questioning anything. If they do have issues, they're their issues. Don't talk to them anymore. Cut them off. But anyway, do you know when the MSM will be taken down? What's the MSM?
I could have written it wrong. And was there something like an MS something?
MSM.
The game? No, it's M13. I don't know.
Well, it's MSM.
It was MS something.
MSNBC.
Yeah, the news agents, I hope they go down fast. But, yeah, you know, I'm not sure. This might not have been, you might want to ask that question again, whoever asked that question, because it might not have gotten written. You know, things are going so fast, and we're trying to write down these questions. But, be taken down. Maybe they're talking about the global elite. I don't know, but they're being taken down as we speak. The money system. I don't know what it is. We'll look into that. Okay. Info about plasma beings. You know, they're just higher dimensional beings that can form out of the plasma. There's all kinds of plasma beings, but plasma is a realm of energy, and there's beings that actually live that are energetic beings. You know, some beings are like energy, some beings are light beings, some beings are just pure consciousness. And these are all different realms. And so there are plasma beings. I guess people are starting to film plasma beings and seeing video of plasma beings appearing, and it's probably part of the shift.
Mainstream media.
Oh, mainstream media. Okay, got it. When is the mainstream media going down? You know, in my eyes, they already took themselves down. I mean, the guys are pathological liars, and I don't think they can continue much longer with all their lies and get away with it. And the ones that are lying about are all falling apart, and they can't keep telling lies about them too. So you really look at like CNN, their numbers are in the toilet. You know, all these mainstream media companies are just, they're in the toilet, and everybody's shifting over to a lot of these other Newsmax. What's the other one? Newsmax and ONN and all these, everybody's shifting over to them and just going on their computer to get the news now. So their numbers are falling so bad. The only reason they're still alive is they're being propped up by the global elite, and the global elite is probably tired of throwing money down a rat hole. So I think you're going to see a lot of them arrested, to be honest with you, and not too far away. Because, you know, Mary told us that what's going to take these guys down is the pedophilia and the child, all the child, what they're doing to the children. And they're all in, there's so many involved in that, that when this all goes down, you're going to see a lot of these guys disappear. A lot of political people disappearing. They're just going to just disappear. And a lot of them aren't signing up for the new, a lot of them are dropping off. Here we go. Do you believe the Anunnaki are the original Lyrians? Yes, of course I do. Do you believe being baptized helps you? Depends on who baptized you, you know, basically. I don't think, I had a group of women baptize me on top of Mount Shasta in the coldest water I've ever experienced. But I said, hey, why not? I'll take anything that helps. But I don't think being baptized into a satanic organization, and I won't go too much further than that, but a lot of the religions don't realize that they've kind of taken a wrong turn. And it just depends on the energy, whoever's baptizing you, whatever they're connected to. You know, if they are connected to the higher conscious and energy, and you believe that that's what you need, and then do it, you know, but I don't think it's necessary. When they talked about Jesus, they said, there shall come a great one that will not baptize through water, but through fire. And he baptized with spirit. He transferred consciousness and energy. And when you saw him, there's pictures of him, and he's like this. Well, that's the mudra for fire. And that's why he's holding his hand this way. And so, because he's the one that baptized through fire, through spirit. And so if you believe it's necessary, it's probably necessary. If you don't, are tarot cards bad? I know a lot of people that use tarot cards. And I think, again, it's the person using them. Whoever's what you're tapped into, why you're doing it. I don't use tarot cards myself. I had some Native American cards, but again, I think anything, you have to really clear the energy around it. And if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. You know, like a Ouija board. If you use a Ouija board and you don't do clearings and clear your space, you're inviting anything to come in. And it's not always positive, you know? So I would be very careful with doing anything like that, because you can get into trouble really quickly if you don't know how to heal unseen negative influences. So there's other ways of doing it. There's self-mastery training. You know, there's ancient techniques that work as good today as it did before. And there's other ways of doing it. So be careful with those, because you can get into trouble. If you don't do clearings, you know, you can get into trouble. Can you talk about dragon beings? interesting. You got to be really careful with the dragons, because not all dragons are dragons. Some are Draco, some are reptilians, some are serpent beings. You do not want to play with those guys or hang out with those guys. That's not a good idea, especially if you don't know what you're doing. The dragons, the ancient dragons, most of the ancient dragons were actually good. They were the protectors of men, the wise ones. And they, a lot of, you know, the Chinese work with them. They have the Chinese different dragons, flying dragons, water dragons, all this stuff. So there are dragons that are positive. A lot of the times the dragons the master of the dragon determines what the dragon does. And so I've experienced a 4D dragon. I've seen one, and it freaked me out when I saw it. And I knew I had to not be in fear and not be, but it was a very, very powerful experience and very humbling too. So they do exist. They're in the other dimensions, but you know, just be sure who you're working with again. It says, can you tell me about meditating when you feel energy rushing down? A lot of the energy coming down through the crown is contact. The ringing in your ears is high frequency energy downloading into your consciousness. It comes out later. It's in your subconscious and it bleeds through later as you need it. There's a lot of energy coming in where people's crowns, you're feeling tingling on your crown, your head's getting hot. There's times where I start feeling my head's on fire, like my whole top of my head. Or you're wearing a beanie cap or whatever. That's usually contact, you know, from your seventh chakra, which is the source, basically. But again, if it feels uncomfortable, do clearings. The clearings are on the website. So if also, if it's too much energy, you can ask them to tone it down. Some people are just getting so much energy coming in, they can't handle it. What do the white lines connecting people to the ether represent? That's your string, you know, your in ancient times they said if your string is really thin, you're getting ready to go. So but you have a cord that connects you. And in Yigong, in the ancient practices, there's practices where you sit yourself in a certain way and you go and you grab that cord and then you lean forward and you can do grass lighting where you can just scream. You can run so fast when you're connected to that cord. And there's the lamas that can do that, can just cross mountains in 3 or 4 steps. You know, it's amazing. But the more you learn about how to work with these energies and these cords, is the more you can work with it. Let me see. Does being lightheaded and dizzy mean you aren't grounded? How do you get grounded? Good question. Basically, we're all getting lightheaded. We're all getting dizzy right now. There's so much energy coming in. It's just off the scale. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. We're getting pounded by gamma rays, infrared, all the different rays are coming in right now. It's really, we're going through a massive awakening right now, and that's the energy coming in. So to get grounded, what I find is you can eat grounding foods. You can take your shoes off, go for a walk on the ground, you know, get on the grass and take a little time in nature and walk on the grass, or take your shoes off is really good. There's techniques for grounding. There's Yigong techniques that you can learn for specifically for grounding. And you can look those up. But a lot of it, you know, a lot of you can do with just visualizing your energy going down your legs into the earth. Put some anchors on the end of your feet, you know, cause some cords going down tied to some anchors or whatever. There's a lot of different ways of doing it, but yeah, everybody's feeling ungrounded right now. So I don't know how we're doing on time. Is anybody? All right. Our clones are doubles being used now. Yeah, and they've been being used for a long time. So you're seeing a mass theater. You're seeing clones. You're seeing plastic masks being used. You're seeing everything happening right now. So we're really seeing an extreme theater of all kinds of things happening. So, yep, they do. And we've been doing it for a long time. Do you think there was a group of Orions that went dark? There was in the Orion Wars. What happened is the council at one time, there were people on the council that went dark that wouldn't listen. And they got arrogant. And when the Orion War started, they were warned and they were told that these beings were coming, these reptilian beings and other beings and they didn't do anything. And I remember that I was part of that. But it really pissed us off because we warned them, we told them. And luckily, a lot of people heeded the warning and they outfitted the ships because the Orion people were very advanced. They were part of the ancient Lyrians that colonized that system. And when the reptilians came and the other guys came in, they were caught off guard. Most of them were. But luckily, their ships were much more advanced, much faster. They just didn't have the weaponry, but they got enough of them weaponized that they beat that one back finally. But it was a real mess. There's a lot of destruction, a lot of loss of lives. It didn't have to happen. And so, yeah, there were some that went dark, but the ones coming here right now are the planetary liberators, and they're liberating us from the same beings that they had to liberate themselves from. And so there's a lot going on there. Oh, what's the buzzing in the ears so many are having? And we talked about that one. A lot of that's contact happening, or you're hearing the ships. The ships are buzzing too. Is taking communion part of a twisted cabal ceremony? You guys really want to get me in trouble, don't you? But I won't take communion. Let's put it that way. You know, it's like communion with what? You know, has anybody looked at the new serpent building? You know, that the church has, the throne of the Pope. Do some research. Look at the throne of the Pope. Look at the big serpent building they built and everything else. That's been compromised for a long time. There's a lot of misuse of finances, of children, of everything involved in that. A lot of pedophilia, and so that's all being exposed right now. So why would you want to do that? You know, it's like, I don't know why you want to connect with that. How can I get a shirt like yours? I actually like this question. You know why? Because this is a Weechel shirt. And you can actually go on, or Huichola, everybody says it different. I go down to Mexico, and I've worked a lot with them and done a lot of, and this is part of their ceremony, these shirts and everything's in there. The deers, the highest level of consciousness. They got the little peyote buttons. I don't do peyote, but I don't need it. My life's already crazy enough. Yeah, they're shirts, and there is, I think it's called the Weechel store. I think it's Houchilhoa or Weechel or O-L-E. I'm not exactly here, but you can actually go online and find, and they actually have these shirts online, and they sell them out of Sayulita, Mexico. They have a storefront there in Sayulita, Mexico. So if you type in Sayulita, Mexico, Weechel store, you can probably find it too. But yeah, I love these shirts. I love the designs of them and things. Something about them, I don't know. Where is Jesus from? You know, there's a lot of people trying to be Jesus right now. It's so funny. You know, it's, I don't know. Yeah, we won't go there. But yeah, there's a lot of people. They're just wearing the garb, and they're like really putting themselves out as savior, and they're coming out of Hollywood and all this other stuff. So it's just like, but good luck with that. Anyway, there's some big shoes to follow. But okay, boy, this is a hard one to explain. Okay, Yeshua ben Joseph actually means Yeshua born of Joseph, was his real name. And when he came in, God, should I go there? I don't know. I'm trying to. Okay, when Jesus came in, they had to create a vehicle because his soul was so powerful, he would have burned out the synapses of a regular body. So when Mary was actually had very pure genetics from ancient Lyra, she had very high genetics, and when I think it was Gabriel appeared, and you know, Joseph, when Mary was pregnant, Joseph was saying, hey, I'm not going to marry her. She's with child, you know, like I haven't laid with her. What's going on here? So this being appears to him, this light being appears to him and says, you know, this is God's child. This is our child. You will rear him as your own. So anyway, so Mary, her energy is ancient Lyrian. Her genetics upgraded by Gabriel, which was a very high Pleiadian, or he could have been even Andromedan. We're not exactly sure about that. But his genetics were actually upgraded to create the vehicle for Jesus to come into, because his soul force was too powerful. And when he incarnated, he was done. He came in from the plane of bliss. He was done with any physical need whatsoever. And when he incarnated, and as he, when he was coming in, he connected with 12 grand masters that actually merged their consciousness and energy with him as he incarnated, which is why he picked 12 disciples. They are all aspects of these other 12 grand masters. And so that's what he came in with. He came in from the highest level, the plane of bliss, and he had all the knowledge and wisdom of 12 grand masters. And that's what he came in with. So it's, you're not going to be told that story. This is a story that's beyond the earth, but he was an ascended master when he incarnated. He was beyond an ascended master. He was in the plane of bliss. And so there's other beings that have done this as well that are coming in. But, you know, love Jesus. He was one of my first teachers. I did not want to talk to anybody else. I figured they're all spooks. And then when he came to me, and then next he brought Babaji, and then I learned Eastern thought and studied with yogis and lamas, and then the next he brought White Eagle to me, and so I had studied with Native American elders. So I went and I learned all the different cultures and all the different religions, and I realized there's golden threads throughout all of them, and many of them are all paths up the mountain. They all end up at the top of the mountain if you drop the old programming and focus on love and joy and bliss and service to others. You're going to make it, you know. So it's all about frequency. It's not about having the names right or anything else. It's about frequency. We have a beautiful picture of Jesus where it's the laughing Jesus, where he's just busting up and laughing. And I think we all need to get that and get him off the cross, because he doesn't want that image. That's a fear and guilt and unworthiness trip that they're playing on people. And that actually separates you from Creator. Those are low, very low frequency energies. And so you don't want to go there. What's up with all these monoliths from a couple months ago? I've seen some of those monoliths, and I don't think there's anything that special about them. I think they're man-made, and I heard it was some kind of an advertising program. I don't know. I don't, there may be some monoliths that are for real. We've got, what, 3 or 4 more minutes?
Yeah.
I'll try to go through these real quick. What happens to humanity? Oh, what will happen to human gray hybrids? Boy, they're really struggling right now because they don't have the emotions, the tempered emotions that come with reincarnations and things like that. So they're really having trouble. They don't understand emotions and humor and everything else. So they're really they're struggling right now, but they do have access to they have brilliant minds, you know, to go along with it. So
there was a couple ones, was it Jesus or Thomas on the cross, and they wanted to talk to you about Thomas.
Oh,
that was coming up a lot.
Can you share your thoughts about Thomas? Thomas was Jesus's twin brother, and you're gonna get me in trouble. This was Jesus or Thomas on the cross. Why don't I ask Michal Ledwith this one? Go to And a lot of the story I'm saying wasn't really what we thought it was, because Jesus did continue. He had kids, you know, he went on and was actually buried somewhere else. But and so not the whole story is what we're told. It's going to come out. The real story is going to come out. But it's just as awesome. The real story is just as awesome, but it's just not what we've been told. But there's a lot more to it. Why does the sky look fake? Good question. We keep seeing the stars moving around like crazy. It doesn't make any sense at all. Is there Is there a rake the same as a skinwalker?
Yeah, is a rake the same as a skinwalker? I think a rake is some type of, you know.
I'm not sure about that one. I've heard the different, but there's a lot of different skinwalkers, I think. Like, they want me to go to the Skinwalker Ranch a while ago, and I said, good luck with that. I have enough on my plate. I'm not going to go looking for an evil, you know, or that's, it's a mess. So, should people with an RH be concerned about anything? No. Is depression a part of ascension or just feeling the call? The collective, that's a good one. You know, depression is part of that. Don't hang out in it. But when you really see what's going on, you can get depressed. When you see the big picture, you go, oh my God, this is so ugly and decadent and messed up. This is can't be fixed. This is beyond repair. But when you know about the higher conscious and energy and everything else, you realize that this is not beyond repair. It may be out of your hands, your mortal hands, but it's in the hands of some very high beings. So we are shifting. It's a massive shift, and there's no stopping it. There's no getting away from it. So, you know, you're going to be up and down, and it's part of this ascension process. You'll really mood swings. You're going to get really high, and then you're going to have to process, and you're going to get really high, and you're going to go back and forth, and that's part of it. But anyway, we're out of time, I'm told. Thanks for hanging in with our technological difficulties, and have a great evening. And don't worry, this too shall pass, all of it. We're going to have some great things coming in the future. So just hang in there. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.